The first night of Chanukah, we make three brachas. And then afterwards, the rest of the nights, we just make the two brachas, no Shechiyano. And then the minhag is to say, Haneiros Halolo. So where is the source of this halacha of Haneiros Halolo? So it goes back to a Maseches Sofrim. That goes back during the time of the Gaonim. I believe they lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav Soloveitchik used to say, it's mashma from the Maseches Sofrim that if you don't say Haneiros Halolo, you're not Yotze, which would be a big chiddush if that was true. We don't pask in that way, but it would be a big chiddush. Because Pashas, it's like Ma'od Sor. No one would say if you don't sing Ma'od Sor, you're not Yotze Hadlachas Neiros. It's a nice pia. So why would anyone say Haneiros Halolo would be Li'ikuva? So Rav Soloveitchik thought the pshat in the Maseches Sofrim was that when we have a mitzvah pursuing Nisa, we have a mitzvah to verbalize it. So therefore, on Leil Pesach, we do the Haggadah over the Dalet Kosas and the Seba. We read the Megillas Esther. So what do we do on Chanukah? So he thinks you say, Haneiros Halolo Kodesh, Imenu Ashushuham, was telling us about the pursuing Nisa. So therefore, that's what he thought the Maseches Sofrim is, might be saying it even in Kuva. So the question is, like, what do you mean? A neiros kodesh him? Are they kodesh? That's a machlokas, the Gemara in the second parak in Shabbos. Whether your mutter could use, you got to use from there when there on Chanukah. Can you get mut? Are you mutter l'shtamesh or on there? So we pass can also l'shtamesh or hanir. So, but why? V'chi kodoshim, v'chi nir yesh kedisha. So, is that true? I mean, incidentally, that's the lesson of the Yisrael Malin b'kodesh v'ein moridin. So, the Gemara. So that's the big discussion because we know there's a concept the Gemara tells in the Megillah, Tashmishe Kedusha Negvarim, Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakim. So the Shiltas writes, so the Maseches Sofrim talks about Haneiros Kodeshim. So there's a famous Kasha of the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora, he says, we generally pass in Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakim, so Pashas near Chanukah, you should be able to throw out. So during Bishas Mitzvah, it should be like Esrog and all of that, then you do a Bishas Mitzvah. But not when it's done, not when it's done, but afterwards you should be able to burn it. So why do those who say that you can't, even after Chanukah, you have to burn it, you can't get any hana? Why don't we say, it's Tashmishe Mitzvah L'Achar Mitzvasim, like we do by Esrog after Sukkot. So the Karen Ora says the Shiltas must be working with the Maseches Sofrim, that they assume that the candles are Kodeshim. And therefore they'd have a status of Tashmishe Kedusha. And therefore Tashmishe Kedusha, you would have to use is Nikvarim. It can't be burned out. And why would Chanukah candles have a status of Tashmishe Kedusha? So apparently they must learn it's Zecher Wamikdash, that since we're lighting near Chanukah, Zecher to what the Mace and the Mace Hamikdash. So therefore, that's why that would be the halacha. That's what we take on the status of Tashmishe Kedusha. And therefore, the halacha would be Tashmishe Kedusha is Nikvarim, and therefore, that would be the opinion why you'd have to burn the Mosir, the Shemin in the oil.
the oil in the glass you never poured into the cup, that's definitely okay. But if you poured it into the, you poured it into the menorah and you didn't use it, so then that'd be the issue whether that oil, leftover oil, is tashmish kedusha, and even after Hanukkah, one would not be able to just throw it out.